plans to merge. I'm your host, Caleb Porzio.
And I'm your other host, Daniel Colborn.
This episode is brought to you by Recursify, the only service that lets you add recursion to any aspect of your life. Want to clean your room recursively? Recursify it. How about recursive meal planning? They've got you covered. Because why do something once when you can do it infinitely?
Just be careful not to hit that Stack Overflow in real life, folks. All right, today we're diving into the mysterious world of tech debt. You know, that thing you accumulate when you say, I'll refactor this later, and then never do.
Tech debt. The gift that keeps on giving. It's like the lint in your pocket. But instead of lint, it's a bunch of code that someone else wrote. And now you have to figure it out.
Exactly. And it's not just code. It's those outdated libraries, the temporary workarounds. And my favorite, the this should be refactored comments that never see the light of day.
I love finding a todo. Fix this comment with no other context. It's like a little mystery wrapped in an enigma.
Speaking of mysteries, let's talk about unraveling them. When you're facing a mountain of tech debt, where do you even start?
Well, Daniel, I like to start by crying a little bit. But after that, I prioritize. What's going to give us the biggest bang for our buck? What's the riskiest piece of debt that could bring our system down?
Risk assessment. I like it. And don't forget to get your team on board. Tech debt isn't just a technical issue. It's a team issue. Everyone needs to be committed to tackling it.
Absolutely. It's like going on a diet. If your roommate is bringing home pizza every night, it's not going to work. The whole team needs to be in on the tech debt diet.
Now let's take a question from one of our listeners. Here's one from Emily. How do you convince stakeholders to allocate time and resources to addressing tech debt?
Great question, Emily. It's all about framing it in a way that they understand. Tech debt might not be sexy, but stability, performance, and the ability to quickly add new features, those are things stakeholders care about.
Right. Show them the cost of not addressing tech debt, more bugs, longer development times, and ultimately unhappy users.
And don't forget to celebrate the victories. When you refactor a piece of code and it improves performance or reduces errors, make sure everyone knows. Positive reinforcement works wonders.
Definitely. Well, that's all the time we have for today's episode. Remember, tech debt might be invisible, but its effects are very real. Don't let it pile up.
Thanks for tuning in to No Plans to Merge. We'll see you next time, where we'll probably still have no plans to merge.
Stay coding, my friends.